Hey, good morning and welcome back. It's Dan McDonald. And we were just talking about vaccination. And do you selfie or do you not selfie when you get vaccinated? I'm getting mixed messages here. People say no selfies. Others saying, hey, if it helps even one person, drop the vaccine hesitancy. Do it. What could it hurt? I'll sit on that one. But I'm getting my vaccine today at 4 o'clock. It's AstraZeneca and I'm ready for it. I'm here for it. Zero fear. You know, the vaccine hesitancy we hear about, I'm vaccine confident about it. I'm just excited to get my round one. I really am, and just start getting this motor running again, get everything back on. I encourage anyone who is of the age and who is eligible to get on that list and book one as well. What I want to talk about right now, though, is something that a lot of us are anxious to do, and that is travel. You know, Americans are getting vaccinated left and right. The ages are lowering more quickly now over here. Like I was saying, I'm in my early 40s, and round one is booked today. I feel like this is all fueled for most of us by the desire to A, keep those we love and ourselves safe, and B, the desire to get back to doing normal things, travel being a big one. I have so many friends who travel extensively every year. They go to various different locations, go exploring, and they're really feeling the impact of not being able to do that. So when will we able to, and what will it look like when we can travel again? On the phone with me to talk about how travel will be different and some changes we'll be seeing, president of Travel Secure, love talking travel with him, Marty Firestone. Hey, Marty.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. All ready for my vaccine. Get the ball rolling. But one question I have for you, are any of the travel restrictions loosened at all if a person has both vaccines? Does it grant us any perks in our favor this far where we are in the game right now?
Zero, zero, and zero. They don't seem to care whether you've had one shot, two shots, three negative tests or anything. You are still going to be facing hotel quarantine, 14-day quarantine upon return. There is just no recommendation of any sort or any satisfaction that you went out and got the vaccine.
Now, do you think, I know we had this conversation before, but do you think this is going to be something that's going to be used as an incentive, eventually? It's disappointing that it's not now, but maybe we're too early in the game. But, if you have your full round, you can start to do extra things. Is that where we're headed?
Ultimately, it has to be. And that's the only thing that's going to kickstart the economy and travel again, is the ability for you to show them that you've had both vaccines. So get on that plane, go to that country that's going to want to see it, and then everything should start moving again. But we aren't even close to that, quite frankly, with yesterday another 30 days added on till May 21st for both hotel quarantine and the borders being closed. We aren't even close.
Wow. So they did add. So the hotel quarantine has been extended as well. I was going to ask you that. Is it an infringement of rights? Because this is what I get a lot of people texting. Is it an infringement of rights to ask a person to be vaccinated if they want to get on a plane?
You can look at it in many ways. But if you were that person sitting on the plane, wouldn't you feel comfortable knowing the person next to you had both shots as opposed to zero shots and potentially harboring the disease or the pandemic at that moment? I think for travel, it should be put in place a vaccine passport or confirmation of some sort. Whether you take it to the next level of sports attractions, cinemas, pubs, restaurants, that's where it's getting a little dicey.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I'm curious to see what that's going to look like. If you're vaccinated, come on into the concert or the hockey game or whatever it's going to be. And about the vaccine passport, if that even comes to be, which it does sound like it makes sense for travel, especially international travel. Is there any buzz at all of what that's going to look like? Is it going to be a sheet of paper they give, or is it going to be like attached when they scan your passport? Do we have any idea of what that might look like?
I think they're going to look at what's going on in other countries and what is being successful. Countries like Israel and all that have the green pass program or the traffic light, the red, amber, green. It's going to be, as I envision it, something on your phone, okay, that's a barcode, that's a traceable sort of scan that will show both vaccines received and a negative COVID test on file. Things like that are what's going to be the way of the future. I can't see it as a crumpled piece of paper or the old yellow card that had the smallpox and yellow fever vaccine on it. I don't see it going that route.
Do you think, too, it could come to the point where maybe we have an option, vaccine passport or produce the old negative COVID test?
I think the negative COVID test is fine and dandy now, but ultimately, listen, we have some feeling of confidence that both shots should prevent us from getting it or getting a bad case of it. Whether it can still be transmissionable from us, that's a whole other story, but I truly think both vaccines are going to be necessary and needed in order to get this economy kick-started again.
Yeah, for sure. I know you've heard your fair share of complaints. You've shared some stories with us about what some of the travelers are experiencing who want to go travel or come home. Are we going to be more mindful? You deal in travel insurance. Do you think we're going to be more mindful and aware of travel insurance moving forward? Do you think? I'm not the biggest traveler in the world, but I did go to Detroit, which is, you know, a 7-minute drive across the border for me underneath a tunnel. So, but I never really paid much mind to insurance. Are we going to become more mindful of that in light of all these holdups that we've been experiencing?
Absolutely. As they say, top of mind. Used to say, I have it through my credit card. I have it through this. I have it through that. I guarantee you now, and it's a good thing for us and our industry, finally, after a terrible year, people will realize, you know what, I think I better play it safe and I better have true travel insurance, questions I answer depending on my age, and know that I am covered and I don't have to rely on thinking my credit card may have it, thinking my province may cover me in the event of an emergency. They are going to go and buy it before they travel. I'm very confident of that.
Also, I was reading in a piece that you sent me, actually, about the travel agency experience, that the supply chain is going to be shifted when it comes to travel, and there's going to be more of a reliance, a stronger reliance on the people who are planning trips for travelers. Do you think that's going to be the case? Like, and will this or could this even help revive a bit of the travel agency industry? A lot of people, I think, kind of took on that role into their own hands using, you know, the Expedia and all the online TripAdvisor and all that. Do you think we're going to be turning back to more travel agencies to plan this out for us with all the restrictions and whatnot?
I do. I actually think that when they bought on Expedia or some of the online things, they were no man's land when it came to claiming for trip cancellation and interruption and all those sort of things. And I think they felt let down. At least the one thing about dealing with a broker such as myself or dealing with a travel agency for travel plans, there's a face and a voice you can put to it. So when you do have an issue or when you are inquiring and need a little more hand-holding, you've got that person. So I think if we're looking at any light here, it will come back to where the travel agents will now become a more prominent role, as will the brokers on a travel insurance side. So yes, I do.
And you mentioned, you know, the hotel quarantines and the restrictions and whatnot extended for another 30 days, which is disappointing. But I mean, hey, I guess it's the right answer. It's still so early in the game so far. Is the world going to be our oyster? Are we going to be able to are we going to see like an increase in cost and a limit to where we can travel when we do start to open up travel again? Is it going to be an all or nothing, or is it going to be very limited what's available, where to go?
I think it's going to start off limited, and I'll tell you why. We live in this little false world here. We're in North America. We're all getting our vaccines, albeit a little slower here in Canada. But there are numerous countries out there that there are no vaccines there yet. And if they are any there, they're in a limited supply. So who would want to travel to that country, even if they said, come on, as long as you show us you have a vaccine? You could still have issues with millions of people in those countries that aren't vaccinated yet. So I think it'll be limited. North America will be wide open once he opens the border. And then, of course, international travel to the Frances and the Italys of the world and all those countries will start accordingly when they are up full and running. But it is going to be limited at best for 2021 summer, hopefully getting back to things in 2022.
I really hope so, too. Do you think we're going to see any travel, any limitations going to be lifted even by fall? I remember that was kind of the magic area was October, November, maybe December. Do you think we're still going to see that, on track for that?
May 21st is now the new number. Can see it going to June 21st in July. Our best hope is that come next November, there will be snowbird travel, and there will be also Christmas plans to go with families to southern sun destinations. That's our best hope at this point.
I really hope so, too. Marty, thanks for joining us, as always. Appreciate you coming on.
My pleasure. Thanks for